Creature Comforts at Dunmo new housing site. Wildlife already has a home at the Barrett and David Wilson Homes Grange development at Great Dunmo. Developers are incorporating bird and bat boxes within the Blackwater Drive site, with 36 bird boxes, 4 swift boxes, and 110 bat boxes. Building work is surrounded by a network of hedgehog routes. The project is focused on preserving the existing greenery. There are plans to plant more than 1,530 trees around the development's 27 acres of open green space. The developers are setting aside 3 acres for a wildflower meadow to support native pollinators such as bees, butterflies, and moths. Residents will have access to allotments throughout the site. Tom Wright, managing director of Barrett and David Wilson Homes, Eastern Counties, said, "We take great pride in the thoughtful measures that we are implementing at our Great Dunmo Grange development to ensure that there is a welcoming home for both residents and wildlife." Sadly, the story is not the same just down the road at Little Canfield, where a nearly finished estate has upset some residents. Ramblers say they have been left with an eyesore at the Western Homes Flitch View development. George Panay, who lives in Little Canfield, said, "Flitch walkers have been left with an eyesore. The path has been churned up by the diggers, reversing backwards and forwards, and trees have been uprooted. I spoke to the fencing contractor and there is no plan to replace any trees, nor will the fencing panels be stained in any kind of way. I and others walk our dogs along this part of the flitch and it is not very pleasant to look at." George suggested that the view would be improved if the fences were painted to be camouflaged with their surroundings, or if the uprooted trees and shrubs were replaced. A spokesman for Western Homes said, "Western Homes have reviewed the situation on the ground there. The brand new fence section is well finished and tidy. Its colour is as per new fence panels and will fade in time. Western Homes do not propose to stain it another colour, which would require ongoing maintenance at the cost of our home's future in owners. The soil is level and tidy, and nature will now take its course. For Western Homes, a sensitive approach at each site we develop is of paramount importance."